Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
I appreciate having you here.
Well, community theater is busy this year, and obviously it's very competitive. There was a very big article this weekend in the Lansing State Journal about Riverwalk Theater and how it's been one of the survivors, frankly, in community theater, given this very difficult economy and how some of the community theaters have really been struggling. And we are kicking off our 2011-12 season, and very excited about it.
Well, before we start talking about some of the specifics, I think I understand that you folks are doing pretty well. We've been giving away tickets for a Vincent in Brixton, which is a performance that will run April 28th through May 1st and May 5th through 8th. And we've had great demand for those. So apparently the Lansing area appreciates the Riverwalk Theater.
Well, we appreciate it as well, and I think Lansing is blessed by having not as much as it used to, but still an abundance of community theater, as competitive as it is. I think one of the things that has helped Riverwalk Theater is the fact that they own the theater, and it obviously has taken some financial pressure off them. I think they've also done a very good job with their fundraising and their networking for their annual memberships. And also giving a diverse type of shows for the community. Some of the more edgier, newer stuff, some of the classic musicals and some of the comedies, and finding a mixture that works. But I think a lot of it is attributed to the network and the stability that the theater has had for a long time.
Does the Riverwalk Theater receive any funding from the city of Lansing?
Not that I'm aware of.
But as you mentioned, funding must be a concern as everyone is tightening their belts.
It always is. It always is. And I think what you have to find is, you always have to be looking for the type of shows that are going to be appealing. They're going to have some draw, across the spectrum. And I think that Riverwalk has also benefited by, frankly, unfortunately, some of the closing of some of the other theaters, most notably Boar's Head Theater.
What are the highlights of this upcoming season?
Well, we have a lot of them. Probably the two big musicals, in fact, I'm producing both those, are Annie and Follies. We open with a comedy in July called Flaming Idiots, and a couple of key shows. In fact, open auditions are this weekend for Sunday and Monday for a show called Conspiracy. It's a joint venture we're having with Michigan State University, and it deals with the secret Nazi conference that led to the Holocaust. Pretty edgy show, but a wonderful script. And we will have about 20 different, actually, events throughout the course of Riverwalk Theater, including a number of stage readings and fundraising events. So the theater's kept busy on a regular basis, and that's also, I think, a tribute to why the Riverwalk Theater has done so well.
Well, Vincent in Brixton starts Thursday night. Tell us about that show.
Well, it's loosely based on the life of artist Vincent van Gogh and a romance that he had at one time. And I don't want to get too much into the script, but as you pointed out, we're getting some very good initial reaction to the show, and the show does open this Thursday.
And Gary, before I let you go, I'm always interested in how to introduce my children to music and to the theater. What's the best way to do that from your point of view?
Well, on our website, obviously, you will see the different shows. You can click the shows and then see the character description of the shows, and you get kind of an idea of how appealing a show might be to young children. We're always very careful if there's a show that has kind of rough language or is not suitable for children. We always make a policy to post that. But there's also a number of children's... Children's Express theater group over in the Frandor area. So we're always looking for children. In fact, we have a big musical Annie coming up where we're going to be casting an awful lot of young kids.
All right. We've been talking with Gary Mitchell, who's on the board of directors for the Riverwalk Theater. The season opens in big time form with Vincent in Brixton starting Thursday night. Gary, we're going to stay in touch. Just stay on the line, Gary. I've got a quick question for you off air. Appreciate your time this morning.
Sure. My pleasure.